Promises for Life Bible Meditation Scriptures. Healing. I am the God that heals and delivers from destruction. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart. For they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. They are the key to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your descendants might live. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. One of the synagogue officials named Jairus came up, and on seeing Jesus fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, so that she will get well and live." And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and pressing in on him. A woman who had had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and had endured much at the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse, after hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him, and touched his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I just touch his garments, I will get well." Immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, and be healed of your affliction." While he was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue official, saying, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher anymore?" But Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid any longer, only believe." And he allowed no one to accompany him, except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the synagogue official, and he saw a commotion, and people loudly weeping and wailing. And entering in, Jesus said to them, "Why make a commotion and weep? The child has not died, but is asleep." They began laughing at him, but putting them all out, he took the child's father and mother and his own companions, and entered the room where the child was. Taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kum," which translated means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl got up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying loudly, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their eyes were opened. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget how kind He is. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. I will not die, but live. And I will tell what the Lord has done. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. In the word is life and healing. If you worship me, the Lord your God, I will bless you with food and water and take away all your sicknesses. For you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Lord my God, I prayed to you, and you healed me. My child, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep my words and live. Keep my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and you shall live and not die. He sent out his word and healed them. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. Many were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Behold, I will close their wounds, and I will apply a healing dressing, and give them health, and I will cure them, and I will reveal to them the prayer of peace and truth. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, the chief and choice part of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight and understanding. For by me, wisdom from God, your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. The Lord gives strength unto his people, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am healed. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. I will say to the Lord, you are my place of safety and protection. You are my God, and I trust you. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. I pray that everything may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as I know you are well in spirit. But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Jesus got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then, behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And the man jumped up, and left, and departed to his house. A reverent awe swept through the crowd as they saw this happen right before their eyes. They praised God for giving such authority to a man. If we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Be healed, arise, and walk. The people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me from within. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. A cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. A gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Share your food with the hungry, and provide the poor wanderer with shelter. When you see the naked, clothe them, and do not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Jesus began speaking, saying, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to announce the time when the Lord will show kindness to his people. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. It was our pains Jesus carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him. Our sins. He took our punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we are healed. Christ took away the curse the law put on us. He changed places with us and put himself under that curse. It is written in the scriptures, anyone whose body is displayed on a tree is cursed. For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then, in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. God made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that we might become God's righteousness in him. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save him that is sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Let your heart keep my commands, for length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Reverence the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. To be wise, you must first have reverence for the Lord. If you know the Holy One, you have understanding. Wisdom will add years to your life. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. It shall be health to your nerves and tendons and marrow, and moistening to your bones. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Reverence for God gives life, happiness, and protection from harm. Jesus came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to him and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, Jesus asked him, Can you see anything? And the man looked up and said, I can see people, but they look like trees walking. Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she got up and began to serve them. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to Jesus, and he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. As the sun went down that evening, all the villagers who had any sick people in their homes, no matter what their diseases were, brought them to Jesus. and the touch of his hands healed every one. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. He was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. When Jesus arrived in Capernaum, a Roman army captain came and fled with him to come to his home and heal his servant boy, who is in bed paralyzed and racked with pain. "Yes," Jesus said, "I will come and heal him." Then the officer said, "Sir, I am not worthy to have you in my home, and it isn't necessary for you to come. If you will only stand here and say, 'Be healed,' my servant will get well. I know, because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave boy, 'Do this or that,' and he does it. And I know that you have authority to tell his sickness to go, and it will go." Jesus stood there amazed. Turning to the crowd, he said, "I haven't seen faith like this in all the land of Israel." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God, so that you can fully receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised in his word. The Lord gives strength unto his people, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power. Let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the sick say, "I am healed." He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole, put you together, spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master, Jesus Christ. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. Rain and snow come down from the sky. They do not go back up again until they water the earth. They make it sprout and grow, so that it produces seed for farmers and food for people to eat. My word, which comes from my mouth, is like the rain and snow. It will not come back to me without results. It will accomplish whatever I want and achieve whatever I send it to do. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from all their destruction. On the next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met Jesus. And a man from the crowd shouted, saying, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only boy." And a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams, and it throws him into a convulsion with foaming at the mouth, and only with difficulty does it leave him, mauling him as it leaves. While Jesus was still approaching, the demon slammed the boy to the ground and threw him into a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget how kind He is. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. I will not die, but live, and I will tell what the Lord has done. If you are sick, call for the church leaders. Have them pray for you and anoint you with olive oil in the name of the Lord. Prayers offered in faith will save those who are sick, and the Lord will cure them. Jesus called unto him his 12 disciples, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. Jesus sent them out, saying, Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. After this, the Lord appointed 70 other disciples to go ahead of him to every city and place that he intended to go. They were to travel in pairs. He told them, Heal the sick who live there, and tell them, The kingdom of God is near you. The 70 who Jesus sent out returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. Jesus said, These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. They prayed, Now, Lord, grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The people who trust the Lord will become strong again. They will be able to rise up as an eagle in the sky. They will run without needing rest. They will walk without becoming tired. As Jesus was coming near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. If you worship me, the Lord your God, I will bless you with food and water and take away all your sicknesses. Lord my God, I prayed to you, and you healed me. Jesus answered, saying to them, Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. If any of you needs wisdom, you should ask God for it. He is generous and enjoys giving to all people. But when you ask God, you must believe and not doubt. Anyone who doubts is like a wave in the sea, blown up and down by the wind. Such doubters are thinking two different things at the same time, and they cannot decide about anything they do. They should not think they will receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Every gift which is good comes down from the Father, who is the source of all light. In him there is no variation, nor the slightest suggestion of change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For I am the Lord, I do not change. In Lystra there was a man sitting who could not use his feet, and had never walked, for he had been crippled from birth. He listened to Paul as he was speaking, and Paul, looking at him intently, and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And the man sprang up and began to walk. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The official said to Jesus, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him, and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. The news about Jesus was spreading even further, and large crowds were gathering to hear him and be healed of their sicknesses. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, and a vast crowd brought their lame, blind, maimed, and those who couldn't speak, and many others, and laid them before Jesus, and he healed them all. "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal," says the Lord. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. May you receive power to grasp the dimensions and to understand the love of Christ, and to be filled to the full with God himself. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us. Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers raging against us, and made a bold display and public example of them, and boldly displayed them as his conquests. If God be for us, who or what could ever succeed against us? Is anyone among you sick? He should call on the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Jesus spoke, saying, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor." God gave the command and healed us, so we were saved from dying. I am the Lord who heals you. 4 men arrived carrying a paralyzed man to Jesus. Because of the crowds, however, they could not get the man to Jesus. So they made a hole in the roof right above the place where Jesus was. When they had made an opening, they let the man down, lying on his mat. Seeing how much faith they had, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." "And that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "rise, and take up thy couch, and go away to your house." And he rose immediately, and having taken up the couch, he went forth before all, so that all were astonished, and did glorify God, saying, "Never have we seen power like this." "Behold, I will close their wounds, and I will apply a healing dressing, and give them health, and I will cure them, and I will reveal to them the prayer of peace and truth. I want you to share your food with the hungry, and to welcome poor wanderers into your homes. Give clothes to those who need them, and do not hide from relatives who need your help. If you do these things, your salvation will come like the dawn, Yes, your healing will come quickly. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. And Jesus was going up and down all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the reign, and healing every sickness and every malady among the people. And it came to pass, as Peter passed about all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda, and there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Rise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately, healed of the palsy. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, Look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk. And he took him up by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. The people glorified the God of Israel when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed be made whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. Lord, heal me, and I will truly be healed. Save me, and I will truly be saved. You, Lord, are the one I praise. So heal me and rescue me. Then I will be completely well and perfectly safe. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, says the Lord. I'll come with healing, curing the incurable. Because they all gave up on you and dismissed you as hopeless, I will bring back your health. Jesus was wounded for the wrong things we did. He was crushed for the evil things we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. The fact is, it was our pains Jesus carried, and our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought Jesus brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him. Our sins. He took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, and on an altar, and offered himself on it, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and frolic like calves released from the stall, and leap for joy. I will bring health and healing to the people there. I will heal them, and let them enjoy great peace and safety. I will apply a healing dressing and cure. I will heal them, and will reveal unto them an abundance of peace and truth. There was a man there with a crippled hand. They said to Jesus, Is it legal to heal on the Sabbath? They were baiting him. And he replied, Is there a person here who, finding one of your lambs fallen into a ravine, wouldn't, even though it was the Sabbath, pull it out? Surely kindness to people is as legal as kindness to animals. Then he said to the man, Hold out your hand. He held it out, and it was healed. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. The Father loves me because I lay down my life, that I may have it back again. The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. I pray that everything may go well with you, and that you may be in good health, as I know you are well in spirit. Inside the city, near the Sheep Gate, was Bethesda Pool, with five covered platforms or porches surrounding it. Crowds of sick folks, lame, blind, or with paralyzed limbs, lay on the platforms, waiting for a certain movement of the water. For an angel of the Lord came from time to time and disturbed the water, and the first person to step down into it afterwards was healed. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew how long he had been ill, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't," the sick man said, "for I have no one to help me into the pool at the movement of the water. While I am trying to get there, someone else always gets in ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, roll up your sleeping mat, and go home." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up the mat and began walking. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live, really live, body and soul. They're bursting with health. Lord, because of you, people live. Because of you, my spirit also lives. You made me well, and let me live. Your discipline is good, for it leads to life and health. You restore my health, and allow me to live. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who had had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and she praised God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord answered him and said, "Hypocrite! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?" And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame. And all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by Jesus. Jesus was deeply moved by the death of his friend Lazarus. He came to his tomb that was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." A man said to Jesus, "Teacher, I brought my son to you. He has an evil spirit in him that stops him from talking. When the spirit attacks him and throws him on the ground, then my son foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes very stiff." So they brought the boy, but when he saw Jesus, the demon convulsed the child horribly, and he fell on the ground writhing and foaming at the mouth. "How long has he been this way?" Jesus asked the father. "Since he was very small, and the demon often makes him fall into the fire or into the water to kill him. Oh, have mercy on us and do something if you can." "If I can?" Jesus asked. anything is possible if you have faith. Jesus said unto him, If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. They will help you live a long, long time. A long life, live full and well. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying. Don't depend on your own wisdom. Respect the Lord and refuse to do wrong. Then your body will be healthy and your bones will be strong. Don't ever think that you are wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay away from evil. This will make you healthy and you will feel strong. They came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any more, even with a chain. For he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. Night and day he roamed through the graves and hills, screaming out and slashing himself with sharp stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him, and he shouted at the top of his voice, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me. For he had said to him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. What is your name? Jesus asked. And the demon replied, Legion, for there are many of us here within this man. Then the demons begged him again and again not to send them to some distant land. Now as it happened, there was a huge herd of hogs rooting around on the hill above the lake. Send us into those hogs, the demons begged. And Jesus gave them permission. Then the evil spirits came out of the man and entered the hogs, and the entire herd plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned. The man was made whole from that moment on. Demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus, and when he spoke a single word, all the demons fled, and all the sick were healed. Jesus said, If I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. He sent out his word and healed them. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all. Many were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. This fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. He took our sicknesses and bore our diseases, who with his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Admit your faults one to another, and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and wonderful results. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He pardons all my guilt and heals all my suffering. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. I have set the Lord always before me. because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. I will always look to you, as you stand beside me and protect me from fear. With all my heart, I will celebrate, and I can safely rest. I will always look to you. I can safely rest. You make the path of life known to me. Complete joy is in your presence. Pleasures are by your side forever. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a downcast spirit dries up the bones. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must not be dejected and sad. A merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Rejoice always. Always be joyful. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the body. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence, and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. My child, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them always in mind. They are the key to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you. Whosoever puts their trust in the Lord shall be saved. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. My heart is fixed on you, O God. My heart is fixed. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Let everyone examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself. Let a man thoroughly examine himself, and only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discriminating and recognizing with due appreciation that it is Christ's body, eats and drinks a sentence, a verdict of judgment upon himself. That careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak and sickly, and quite enough of you are fallen into the sleep of death. From the fruit of his lips a man is filled with good things. From the fruit of his lips a man enjoys good things. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Thou art snared by the words of your mouth. Thou art taken with the words of your mouth. I say again, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. But for you who honor me, goodness will shine on you like the sun. There will be healing in its rays. You will jump around like calves freed from their stalls. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. He got you out in the nick of time. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. So thank God for his marvelous love. Oh Lord my God, I cried out to you for help, and you restored my health. And there came a leper to Jesus, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and saying unto Jesus, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. He was fully healed. And this is the boldness we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of him. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Be imitators of God, as beloved children. The 77 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And he, Jesus, was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to tell the good news, to preach the gospel to the poor, to set free those who are oppressed, to announce release to the prisoners, to proclaim freedom to the captives, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. When the sun went down, everyone who had anyone sick with some ailment or another brought them to him. One by one he placed his hands on them and healed them. As the sun went down that evening, all the villagers who had any sick people in their homes, no matter what their diseases were, brought them to Jesus, and the touch of his hands healed every one. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Reverence of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Kind words are good medicine that heal and help. Cutting words wound and maim. Gentle words cause life and health. Griping brings discouragement. As a tree gives fruit, healing words give life. But dishonest words crush the spirit. Rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Harsh language cuts and maims, but there is healing in the words of the wise. Careless words stab like a sword, but wise words bring healing. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Master, let me receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, Go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him on the way. He sent out his word, and healed them. He cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all. Many were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Jesus left Galilee and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and tried to keep it a secret that he was there, but he couldn't. For as usual, the news of his arrival spread fast. Right away, a woman came to him whose little girl was possessed by a demon. She had heard about Jesus, and now she came and fell at his feet, and pled with him to release her child from the demon's control. But she was Syrophoenician, a despised Gentile. Jesus told her, First I should help my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She replied, That is true, sir, but even the puppies under the table are given some scraps from the children's plate. Good, he said. You have answered well, so well that I have healed your little girl. Go on home, for the demon has left her. And when she arrived home, her little girl was lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. My child, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep my words and live. Keep my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and you shall live and not die. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning, the chief and choice part of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight and understanding. For by me, wisdom from God, your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. Thanks be unto God, who always leads us to triumph in Christ. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth, must be already permitted in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, my heavenly Father will answer your prayer. Again I tell you, if two of you agree, harmonize together, make a symphony about anything and everything, whatever they shall ask, it will come to pass, and be done for them by my Father in heaven. Those who go to God Most High for safety will be protected by the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my place of safety and protection. You are my God, and I trust you. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings, you can hide. His truth will be your shield and protection. You will not fear any danger by night or an arrow during the day. You will not be afraid of diseases that come in the dark or sickness that strikes at noon. At your side, 1,000 people may die, or even 10,000 right beside you, but you will not be hurt. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. Because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. For the Lord says, because you love me, I will rescue you. I will make you great because you trust in my name. When you call on me, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble and rescue you and honor you. Because you hold fast to me in love, I will deliver you. I will protect you. Because you know my name, I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and honor you. With long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do all the things that I do, and he will do even greater things. I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. Trust and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. I prayed to you, Lord God, and you healed me, saving me from destruction. I did not die. I lived, and now I am telling the world what God did. If you are ready to receive the healing and long life promised to you in these scriptures, you may want to pray this simple prayer from your heart. Heavenly Father, I believe you want me well, and have sent your word to heal me. I believe you want me to have a long, healthy life. I receive the healing that is offered to me in your word now. I believe that I received and declare that I am well. I am healed. Thank you, Father, for your healing promises. Amen. Copyright TAW Global LLC. All rights reserved. No portion of this recording may be copied or reproduced in any fashion without express written permission. For additional Promises for Life Bible meditation scriptures and other faith-based products, please visit our website at www.promisesforlife.com.